Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Hosea 9:1 says, rejoice not, O Israel, for joy as other people. This Israel here mentioned is a reference to those black people who are still left scattered abroad due to the scattering abroad of black people during the enslavement era by the Gentiles who operate under the alias of white people. Those scattered abroad, those now yet scattered abroad, the Bible pictures them as being away from their homeland. It says that they are strangers. It calls them strangers and aliens in lands that are not theirs. So the text says, rejoice not, O Israel, for joy as other people. You find yourself in a land not yours. You find yourself in a land wherein oftentimes you are treated as a second-class citizen. And you know the deal. You know the deal. What do you really have to rejoice for as other people do? What do you have to rejoice for when everything has been taken away from you? Sure, the enslavement era is over. The chains have been taken off. But where is the restoration? And let's not forget that the evil that was done. Also, let's not forget that there are judgments against those, against the perpetrators of the evil done to black people. Judgment yet to be fulfilled and carried out upon the perpetrators. I have spoken on that matter, and we must not forget, and we must push the matter. We must push the matter, talk about the matter, not let it stay swept under the rug. It's a matter of interest. Surely the perpetrators would like for us to remain silent on it. Surely the perpetrators would like for the matter to just remain a dead issue in Scripture. But what is the will concerning the perpetrators for evil done black people? The papacy has been abolished lawfully. It is not supposed to be existing. Okay? That's a judgment. The papacy was abolished, so it is abolished. The question is, why does it yet remain? Secondly, all the kings and queens, etc., are fallen by the law because of their participation in the Gentiles' enslavement of black people. They are fallen, the Bible declares. Why do they yet exist? These are judgments against the Gentiles for crimes committed against black people. And these judgments are in the Bible. So these judgments are waiting to be fulfilled. They are meant to be fulfilled. Then there's the unsound, immoral teaching concerning Jesus as Lord and Savior and a living entity. That too was put down. That too is abolished by the law. So why do people continue to teach Jesus when it is unlawful to do so? Why does Christianity yet persist when it too has been declared dead, defunct? By law. Because these things continue because of non-Gentiles' knowledge of the law. So the Gentiles let them continue because of other people's ignorance of the matter. And with regard to the unsound, immoral faith concerning Jesus, Christianity teaches lies, built on lies. The Christian, the what is called the Christian teaching, the Christian religion, what it espouses lies. Jesus died for your sins, when clearly Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John show that Jesus, the character, the fictitious character, died for his own sins, his own crimes. So the Gentiles let certain things continue because of the ignorance of other people. It's not good to be ignorant. to the unsound, immoral, substandard faith concerning Jesus. It's a lie. It's a lie. And that's why it was abolished lawfully. And is abolished lawfully in the Bible. Christianity teaches deception. It teaches lies and gives the people a false hope. That's not right. That is not right. So I've been asking the question, are you in the right? Are you on the side of the law? Are you doing that which is right, which is legally right, sound, good? So back to Israel now. Rejoice not, O Israel. Much of Israel is in deception, under the influence of Gentile lies, such as I said before, the lies concerning Jesus. Under the influence of lies, rejoice not, O Israel. I bid you come from under the influence of lies. Come out of that church that teaches, that has anything to do with Christianity. Anything to do with Christianity. Because remember, Christianity in the Bible, and according to my teaching, has been put down. It has been abolished because of the lies it teaches and because of the church's involvement in the Gentiles' invasion into the land of black people and their conquest of black people, their enslavement of black people. From the Pope on down, the Catholic Church on down, the church was involved heavily. Heavily involved. The kings and all were involved. The Bible says, the law says, they delighted in the wickedness that was done against black people. So, if you find yourself in the wrong, if you find yourself involved in Christianity, as the Bible says, as the book of the law calls upon you to do, come out of her. Come out of her, my people, and be ye separate. Be ye separate. You don't need a false hope. It won't do you any good. You don't need lies. What you need is the truth of Bible content. Because the church presents before your eyes a Bible as though they are coming from the book. And though they read texts from the book, their doctrine is a doctrine of lies, as I have shown before. Study Lawmaster's Archive. Go into Lawmaster's Archive and study. Study the archives. Study the episodes. Learn. Learn, the Bible says. And when I say the Bible, I'm talking about the law book. The law book of the AVB, Authorized Version Bible. It says the things that were written aforetime were written for our learning. So the things that I teach are things the Bible declares to be for our learning. And in being for our learning, the things are for our edification. Let's move on. Rejoice not, O Israel, for joy as other people. First Chronicles 17:22. Turning my pages here. 1 Chronicles 17:22. Thy people Israel, this here the law book is speaking to God. It is speaking to me, saying, thy people Israel, didst thou make thine own people forever. Okay? I think that's a clear statement to God, and that you can understand that. The Bible, the book of the law, ascribes those that are left still yet scattered abroad, it ascribes them to God, to the Lord God Israel. It describes them as belonging to God, and that God, the living God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is their God, and that they are his people. Okay? 2 Chronicles 15:3. Says this, for a long season Israel has been without the true God. Now Israel has the opportunity to reconnect or connect. Either word you want to use is acceptable. Israel has the opportunity to connect with the living God. Israel has the opportunity to reconnect with the living God. How long will Israel remain apart and separated from the Lord God Israel, Tommy L. Hart? How long will they remain separated? Will they ever unite as a people under the true God, the true and living God in Tommy L. Hart? I present hope. We have that opportunity. We have the opportunity for the opportunity now exists wherein Israel, those yet scattered abroad, can unite with the living God, the true God. Israel can reunite as a people, as one people. We have that opportunity. Do you want to seize that opportunity? That is the question. The law gives us, presents us with the opportunity of reuniting, restoration. We are not supposed to be a scattered, fragmented, broken, divided people. A people is not supposed to be in that condition. A people is a united group. United. Having their own land, being self-determinate, autonomous, independent, and in the case of Israel, under the leadership and headship of their God. And who is the true God? The Bible, and I've shown this, the Bible has shown that I, Tommy L. Hart, am the true God. Okay. A long season Israel has been without the true God, but now Israel has the opportunity to reconnect and to connect with the true God. And they have the opportunity to unify. Don't ask the question how. Ask what can you do to bring it to pass? I've told you to communicate with me, get in touch with me. You know you can do that by means by going to my page and communicating with me there from my page. You have that opportunity. Don't just be a bystander, but be a part of that which is greater than yourself. Be a part. Work with God. Connect with God. And let us work together to bring these things I speak about to pass. Think these things are just not going to magically happen, you know. We get together. We get together. And we use our heads and we use the law. We use the law to bring these things to pass. Because with the law, we have the opportunity, we have the means of doing the thing that I have proposed. With the law, we have the means. I know the law. I need your help. That's just like salvation. Salvation just doesn't magically or automatically take you over. You have to do something in order to get salvation. With salvation, you are presented with an opportunity. If you don't take the opportunity, then there is no salvation. God presents the means, the wherewithal. He presents you with that which is needed for salvation, or in this case of which I speak, restoration, unification. God provides you with the means. It's up to you. So the question to you is, what do you want? Do you want to remain scattered? Do you want to remain not a people? Do you want to remain not a unified people? Do you want to remain separated from your God? Are you comfortable living among the Gentiles as individuals? Which do you want? Which will you work for? Joshua 10:14. Joshua 10:14 says these words. The Lord fought for Israel. Isn't that what I'm doing now? I am fighting for Israel. Those yet scattered abroad by means of the papacy and Gentiles, international slave trade. Listen to this. First of all, each of the scattered has an inherent interest in this matter of which I speak with regard to unification, salvation of Israel, etc. I am fighting for you. I am fighting for your improvement and advantage, Israel. I am fighting for your independence. I am fighting for your unification. I am fighting for your well-being. I am fighting for your restoration. I am fighting for you by equipping you with knowledge of the law. That is in the Authorized Version Bible, a high law. I've said that the law that is in the Authorized Version Bible is the highest law. The highest law in a Gentile world. I am fighting for you by edifying you, building you up. I'm fighting for you by providing you with what is the Gentiles' most valuable and highly regarded information, which I, in the capacity of God, have legally accessed. I am fighting for you, Israel. I say to you, fight along with me for yourselves and for your posterity. You know, do you want these things which are now being offered to you? Do you want them? If you want them, you'll fight for them. Joshua 10:42. Again, it says, the Lord God of Israel fought for Israel. The Lord fought for Israel. The Lord God fought for Israel. The Lord God, Israel, needs your help. Desires your help. Calls for your help. Okay? 1 Samuel 4:5. Says these words. All Israel shouted with a great shout. I began by saying, rejoice not, O Israel. And now I end this section with the statement, all Israel shouted with a great shout, so that the earth rang again. Shouted with a great shout, Israel did. Victory. Victory. Israel, black people, non-Gentile people, all people should be rejoicing because I am bringing forth the truth of Bible content. All people should be rejoicing because God is prophesied, has been prophesied to come in the AVB, and now God has come in Tommy Lorenzo Hart. That's shouting news. That's something to be glad about. That's something, Israel, to rejoice over. First I said, rejoice not, O Israel. Now I'm saying, you have cause to rejoice in this thing, that the Lord God has come, and the Lord God is making himself known. And the Lord God is for you, Israel. The Lord God is for people, period. Because all people can take of his knowledge, his teaching, and not come from under the influence of lies put forth by the Gentile. Lies created and put forth by the Gentiles with the teaching of the truth. The lies can be put to rest. Christianity can be put to rest. The unsound, immoral, substandard, evil teaching concerning Jesus as Lord and Savior and a living entity can be put to rest as the law calls for. And always remember that as the law calls for. Okay? So, there is something for Israel to rejoice about. Rejoice in this, O Israel, that you have the opportunity to do something. You have the opportunity to bring restoration you have the opportunity to restore yourself to peoplehood. Because you're fragmented now. You're fragmented. You're scattered. You're not united. You rejoice because you have the opportunity to reunite and become a people rather than scattered, fragmented individuals. What do you want, Israel? What do you want, black people, yet scattered abroad in other people's lands? Rejoicing with them in their holidays and all. Rejoice not, O Israel, as other people, but rejoice in this, O Israel, that your God has come, that you are presented with the truth. You can come from under the deception. You can now legally seek and have independence, become a nation, a unified people under your God, under the God of the Bible, under the Lord God Israel, Tommy L. Hart. There is no other God according to the Bible. No other God is going to come. No other legal God is going to come. No other real God, according to the Authorized Version Bible, is going to come. So in that regard, there is no other God. And the Bible does say that. Tommy Lorenzo Hart is the Lord God Israel, and there is no other God, period, says the AVB. And remember, I fill in the blanks. The Bible has many fill-in-the-blank statements. It has true-false statements. Remember that. I've shown those things. Objective of this program is to show precisely what brings glory to God, to show how you are to exercise glory in your life, and three, to show what the commandment concerning glory has to say to you. Prediction, Exodus 16:7. The statement says, "You shall see the glory of the Lord." Now, Isaiah 40 has said, "The Lord God will come." This statement here says, "You shall see the glory of the Lord." So the question is, what is the glory of the Lord? And I will get to that shortly. Isaiah 40, verse 5. Now, let me read this statement as I have it here on my page. Back to Exodus 16:7. "You shall see the glory of the Lord," Tommy L. Hart. Now, let's go to Isaiah 40, verse 5. Isaiah 40, verse 5 says, "And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed." You shall see the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Here it is in Isaiah 40, while we're here. I alluded to it. Isaiah 40, verse 10 says, "Behold, the Lord God will come." And now we can say, "You shall see the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it." So the glory of the Lord is something that can be seen. The glory of the Lord is that something that belongs and comes from, it originates from Tommy L. Hart, who is the Lord. what you should do, Acts 8:10. This man is the great power of God. The Lord God will come. This man is the great power of God. Now, just looking at that statement in Acts 8:10, just looking at that statement as it is, that doesn't tell you anything, does it? No, it doesn't. I'll ask the question. It does not tell you anything. All you see is words that say, all you see, it says, this man is the great power of God. What man? That's what I mean when I say the Bible has many fill-in-the-blank statements. Acts 8:10, the statement in Acts 8:10 is such a statement. This man, blank, is the great power of God. The Lord God shall come. When he comes, he will fill in the blank. Get that? He will fill in the blanks in the law. What is the law? What do I mean by the law? In the Authorized Version Bible. The Authorized Version Bible is a law book. And when the Lord God comes, he will fill in the blanks with the appropriate word, information, etc. Because that's what actually happens. And the statement calls for a who is he? This man is the great power of God. Who is he? This man, I fill in the blank, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. Now you have understanding of that statement. And you have some understanding of God. And you see that this man, not this spirit, the Lord God will come. This man is the great power of God, not this spirit. God is not a spirit. And again, just quickly, I've shown you how that the Bible, it is written in the Bible, in the book of John, God is a spirit. But I've shown you that that statement is a true, false statement. When God comes, God will determine the correct answer. The correct answer for God is a spirit is that statement is false. That's a false statement. Okay? I've told you how that the Bible teaches on a matter and then it gives a test. The test can come in the form of a question. The test can come in the form of a fill-in-the-blank statement. The test can come in the form of fill-in-the-blank questions. You know, I've told you. You get the picture, okay? You get the point. All right. And in doing these things, what does God do? He completes Scripture. He completes Scripture. The statement, this man is the great power of God, is an incomplete statement. When God comes and he says, this man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God, then the statement, that statement is a complete statement. I think these things are easy to see. They are easy to understand. The Bible has already told you the Lord will give you understanding in all things. I've told you and shown you what all things are because the Bible, in the Bible, the term all things does not mean the same as everything. There's a difference between all things and everything. God knows all things. God does not know everything. All right? So you're learning about God. Now you're, I'm speaking about the glory of God, the glory of the Lord. that is speaking of the glory of the Lord, I'm speaking of the glory of Tommy L. Hart. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. Moving on. What has happened? Numbers 16:42. What has happened? The glory of the Lord appeared, the Bible says. The glory of the Lord has appeared. Where? Where? Where is the glory of the Lord? Where has it appeared? Let me tell you, the glory of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has appeared. Where? It has appeared here on Blog Talk Radio. What show? Lawmaster. Lawmaster, you can see the glory of the Lord. What is glory? I can quote it some, not quote it, but I can tell you off the top of my head what glory is. But I want to do this right here. I want to go to Webster myself again and pull up that word. Glory. What is glory? This is the official term, or definition that is, of glory. Listen, great honor and admiration won by doing something important or valuable. Glory is fame. Glory is renown. Glory is anything bringing this. So now we know what glory is, and it says, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, we're told, that you shall see the glory of the Lord, and now we're told that the glory of the Lord appeared. Glory, anything bringing fame, admiration, anything won, you know, and all, anything bringing fame, doing something important, you know, great, outstanding, fame, renown, bringing fame, renown, etc., honor. That's what glory is. This is what the work of God does for God. It brings him honor, glory. Okay? That's what it's supposed to do. That's what the word of God is. That's the work of the word of God, to bring honor, admiration to God, to make God known, fame. So when here, as I speak of the glory of the Lord, I'm speaking of that thing. I'm speaking of the word of the Lord God. And what is the word of the Lord God? The word of the Lord God, well, to whom does it belong? It belongs, it comes from. To whom does it come from? It comes from the Lord. It comes from Tommy L. Hart. Glory. Okay? Glory is the fame, admiration, honor, etc. What? That comes because of the work of God. I don't want to say too much. I don't want to, you know, confuse the matter. All right? So I don't have to keep repeating what glory is. We know what glory is. I read the definition. Okay. Anything bringing fame, glory, honor, admiration, etc. All right, glory. The work of God. In these passages is the glory of God. The glory of God shall be revealed. The glory of the Lord appeared. And it appears here on, as I said, my program. It appears in the archives of Lawmaster. Who is Lawmaster here? Lawmaster is Tommy Hart. Who is Tommy Hart? Tommy Hart is the great power, having the designation of God. Tommy L. Hart is the Lord, as declared by the Authorized Version Bible. He is the Lord God, and there is not another. There is not another one as he. He is the true God. Okay. The glory of the Lord has appeared. So the glory of the Lord is on earth. People, you have cause, you have reason to rejoice. The glory of the Lord has appeared. You're listening to the glory of the Lord. You're listening to my word. So my word can be heard. The glory of the Lord can be heard. The glory of the Lord can be seen. You can go to my pages, you know, the episodes, descriptions. You can see the glory of the Lord, and you can listen to the archives. You can hear the glory of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Never before has Bible content been explained as I do and as I'm doing now. Never before. I know. It couldn't be explained like this until God comes. Okay? I'm here now. Okay, so the glory of the Lord has appeared. We know what the glory of the Lord is. We know the source of the glory of the Lord. We know the archives of the glory of the Lord, or the archives of the glory of the Lord. Lawmaster's archives. So that statement has come to pass. The glory of the Lord appeared. Mark that statement as having come to pass. You shall see the glory of the Lord. All you have to do is go to my page. If you're following me now on the outline on the computer, you can see the glory of the Lord. So the glory of the Lord, you can see this part of the glory of the Lord. You shall see. You hear right now the glory of the Lord as you listen to this. So to show, let's look at our objective, to show precisely what brings glory to God. What brings glory to God? The word coming from the Lord God, Israel, Tommy L. Hart, brings glory to the Lord. And to show how you are to exercise glory in your life, I've yet got to do that. And to show the commandment concerning glory, what it has to say to you. Let's do those things now. So Israel has cause to rejoice now. The glory of the Lord has come. The glory of the Lord has appeared. And there is information pertinent to Israel in the glory of the Lord. Wonderful. The people, to all people, the Gentiles, all people, the servants of God, they can see the glory of the Lord. They can hear the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord has appeared. And what the scripture said, all flesh shall see it. All flesh have the opportunity to see my word on a computer. They have the opportunity to hear my word on the computer. Let's move on. The people's statement of confirmation, Deuteronomy 5:24, behold, the Lord our God has showed us his glory. That's what I'm doing. And that's the purpose of the archives. Remember, Bible prophecy coming to pass, Bible prophecy being fulfilled right here, right now, in our day and time, even as I speak. The glory of the Lord is being heard right now, as you listen to this archive, or if you are listening live, you are hearing the glory of the Lord. Behold, the Lord our God has showed us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice. People, this is amazing. This is amazing. You can see my word on a computer right now as I speak, and you hear my voice. just as this scripture, just as it's said in the scripture. That's amazing. It's credible. It is credible. It is amazing. Jeremiah 9:24. Thus saith the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Let me turn to that statement. Okay. Jeremiah 9:24 says this. Thus saith the Lord, and I'm saying it. Did you get that? I am saying it. You hear my voice. Thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, and now I go to verse 24. That was in 23. Thus saith the Lord, let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understands and knows me. Israel, did you get that? Servants of God, did you get that? Kings, presidents, did you get that? I say to you, let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, that I, Tommy L. Hart, am the Lord. Glory in that. And glory here means rejoice. Okay? In this state, Jeremiah 9:24, you rejoice in that. Israel, you rejoice in that. President, you rejoice in that. Queen, king, others, you rejoice in that, that you know me, that I, Tommy L. Hart, am the Lord, and there is no other. I am the Lord, your God. Glory in that. What should you do now? Here's what you should do. Psalm 105:3, glory ye in his, Mr. Hart's, holy name. Glory there means rejoice. This is a verb. Glory means here to rejoice. Okay. Israel, Gentiles, others, Psalm 29:2, give glory to the Lord, Mr. Hart. 3, Jeremiah 13:16, you people, give glory to the Lord your God. All people, all you people, give glory to the Lord your God. 4, Joshua 7:19, give glory to the Lord God of Israel. What does glory mean here in the commandments? Honor. Give glory, give honor, give praise, give the credit to Tommy L. Hart, give Tommy L. Hart the praise, give Tommy L. Hart, the Lord God, Israel, the glory, give him the honor, give him the praise, give him the credit for what he has done and for what he is doing. Give the Lord Tommy L. Hart glory. Give him the praise. That was Joshua 7:19. Give glory to the Lord God of Israel. And who is the Lord God of Israel? The law, the book of the law, had given Tommy L. Hart the surname, S-U-R-N-A-M-E, of Israel. Okay, so he's called, I am called, the God of Israel. I have the surname given to me by the Authorized Version Bible, the law book, given to me by the law. I have the surname of Israel. Okay? Give glory to the Lord God of Israel, Tommy L. Hart, and John 9:24. Give God, Mr. Hart, the praise. Give him credit for what he's doing and what he has done. Give him praise. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Those are the commandments. Those are the things you should do. and should mean having the you are obligated to do. Okay. By the law. By the law. These are commandments. Let me read them again. Glory ye in his, Mr. Hart's, holy name. Give glory to the Lord, Mr. Hart. Give glory to the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart. Give glory to the Lord God of Israel, Tommy L. Hart. Give God, Mr. Hart, the praise. Those things I command you. The law says what? Fear God and keep his commandments. Fear God, Tommy L. Hart, and keep his commandments. The expectation then, Acts 4:21. All men glorified God, Tommy L. Hart, for that which was done. Isn't that something? I want to turn to it. Acts 4:21. I want to see it. Okay. Acts 4:21. Here we go. Acts 4:21. All men glorified God for that which was done. There's a fill-in-the-blank statement. All men glorified Tommy L. Hart for that which was done. All men glorified God, comma, Tommy L. Hart, comma, for that which was done, period. What was done? I reveal myself. That's 1 Samuel 3:21. These words right here. Four words, the Lord revealed himself. Another fill in the blank, the Lord, who? The Lord Tommy L. Hart revealed himself. The glory of the Lord has appeared. The Lord God has come. All of these statements have come to pass in me. Isn't it? People, that's wonderful. Because it's for you. It's for you. Truth is for you. Truth is to be exercised, you know, that truth which is applicable to you, as in the commandments concerning glory. Truth is to be, those commandments are to be done. What are you going to do? Whose side are you on? What side are you on? Are you on the side of right or on the side of wrong? Are you in the right or are you in the wrong? If you're in the wrong, get in the right. If you are in the right, rejoice. If you are in the wrong, rejoice not. I have accomplished my objective, and I'll go back. I'll end by reading the objectives. Okay. I have shown precisely what brings glory to God. That is the word of God, the word of the true living God, Tommy L. Hart. That's what brings glory to God. And next objective, to show how you are to exercise glory in your life by praising Tommy L. Hart, giving him the glory, giving him credit for what he has done and what he is doing in bringing truth of Bible content and not declaring the truth of Bible content, making known the truth of Bible content. Give him credit for what he does and what he has done. And finally, to show what commandment concerning glory has to say to you. I did that. So I accomplished my objective. You should know what the glory of the Lord is. You should know what you are to do with respect to the glory of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. So to one, I rejoice in that you are walking in the truth. You are walking in accordance with my teaching, the truth. If you are in the wrong, you are not walking in accordance with my teaching, the truth. Do not rejoice until the next time. Okay, let me read this statement. I left off one statement. The scripture, 1 Chronicles 17:19, tells Mr. Hart, O Lord, thou hast done all this greatness in making known all these great things. Last two statements, all men glorified God, Tommy L. Hart, for that which was done. And the scripture says directly to Tommy L. Hart, O Lord, thou hast done all this greatness in making known all these great things. Making known the great things, the truth of the Bible, and that God has come, making known his glory, etc. Join me next time.